Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is 4:20 in the a.m. and we have a cast and crew up in here.
We are awake.
I'm putting on my AJ Styles gloves because we have Super Showdown in Australia. What is up, Showtime? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I've been up for 24 hours. I've been in the emergency room today. I am drunk and high. I am definitely that one guy. Like, this is the Breakfast Club, and I'm that one dude that's parents bought him a carton of cigarettes for Christmas. So banner year at the Showtime house.
How's it going, Mo? How are you doing down there?
Doing good.
Brought some Krispy Kreme donuts over here.
Bless this
I'm gonna
man.
Have another one of those.
Wake up at 3:15.
Mustache.
I took a personal day and I woke up at 3:15 in the morning. I don't know what I was thinking, but it was
But these are your normal hours of operation, right? You're normally up at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm not fully functional at 4 a.m., but I'm awake.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Also here, we got Devin Dudley in the other room.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hey. Mike's over there, too. Just hanging out, doing his thing.
Get your mugger nickname.
Okay, I'll work. It's 4 a.m. I don't do my best work. Robert Air Force, you are here as well.
I am here.
How you doing? Playing secretary today?
Yeah, it's early as hell in the morning, but I'm going to try.
Okay, I'm going to call him Mikey Whipwreck for right now.
I think you should start going by Secretary of Space Force.
Put your eye on the caboose if we get tired.
All right.
You are, yes, is that the soothing sounds of the A-Train's voice? Yes, he's actually here.
What?
He's not the MIA train right
now. MIA train no more.
He's drinking a Hyman.
MIA train has pulled into the station.
Drinking a Hyman, but I found my way back to the station.
Yes. Oh,
Bobby Roode is with me too.
We got a giggle in here. That must be the mustache. Cody Goads shoving a Krispy Kreme donut in his
pie. Yeah, I'm eating a donut right now. It's really good. I'm happy to be here. It's quite the day. was kind of sick Thursday. Went to slept like 16 out of 24 hours. Woke up at 4 p.m. Friday. I took a half hour nap, and I'm ready to go for this. I'm ready to go for Pulaski days later, and I'm ready to go to bed before the sun goes down.
This guy's
not up yet.
This guy literally just power Las Vegas right now.
I will say, out of everyone present, Go does seem to have the most energy.
Yeah.
I'm already got a bone to pick with you. Apparently, when you're getting a Krispy Kreme and someone says, hey, you know what to do, you do not know what to do. I'm gonna give myself a Krispy Kreme.
I'm sorry. But also, let's give it up for the unspoken hero in the kitchen right now, Brooke the Bruiser. Three claps for her right now.
Yes, I'm back, bitches.
She's in the house.
With breakfast.
So, your show starts at 5. Give me some picks, Robert.
All right, let's go for the match that's been the most widely advertised for Super Showdown. Triple H versus The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Who you got there,
Triple H? Last time ever, I'm taking the COO, the game, Triple H. Because he's going to bury the dead man out there.
He's got the game.
Yeah.
Bringing out the old shovel.
Yeah.
I like the old name reference.
Yeah. Like, Samoa Joe's not going to be the only person buried alive today. Words of AJ
Styles. I also
Styles.
Take Triple H. I could have left
H
that.
H for the mustache.
I'll take The Undertaker.
Am I in a tag match? Is that what's happening right now?
No, yeah, you're in the tag match with me. Goad is going one-on-one with The Undertaker. That's what happens if you don't give me a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, fuck.
I watch you, Mo.
All week I have to say Triple H.
Oh, last minute change?
I have to go with Undertaker because I think this is done.
Right. Yeah, side note, HBK Shawn Michaels is in Triple H's corner.
And Kane's in Undertaker's corner.
The Undertaker's little brother is in his corner
also
as well.
Also, mayor, yes.
The rumor is a tag team.
Shawn Michaels getting back in the ring.
Yeah.
Versus the brothers.
Why do they want to take Shawn Michaels' legacy like that?
I've heard.
Why are we doing that?
I've heard that it could be that, it could be leading to Undertaker and Michaels at some point as well. Like,
I don't want
to
see that.
They're thinking maybe Mania. Like, they're talking maybe Undertaker HBK Mania.
Alright.
We talk about how he doesn't have hair real quick, though.
Dude, I know, that was
weird.
He
did the Triple H thing.
He
did the trebuchet thing. He just wore a bandana. That's my thing.
No,
my thing.
I don't know. To date, I've known you, 2 years? I have never seen the underside of your bandana. I've never seen you without a bandana
on. Do I even have an underside of a bandana?
You do.
There we was it on the podcast last when we discussed whether you take your band-aid off during sex? No, it's not. I remember the conversation now.
Showtime, this is like me asking you to take your bra off. You just don't do it when people are over.
Alright, people in the other room.
But please do it by request.
Alright, so now you know I gotta kick your ass when I wake up.
No, that's fair. I just wanna deserve it. Showtime, why are you stomping a hole in Trebuchet?
I'm not gonna beat you up. We'll just play video games together.
That's bad enough. That'll hurt my pride better enough.
Alright, no, okay. Like
I'm sorry, I'm a little mean. I'm a little testy. It's 4 in the AM. Who you got, A-Train?
All right, A-Train. Yeah,
speaking of a little testy, it's the A-Train.
He called him a little testy.
Showtime with a quick clap.
Okay, good.
Sorry. I have to ask this though. Like, it's been a while since I've been here. Been a while since I've gotten used to this. I just gotta ask, can I pick Bobby Roode?
You can't. No, he can pick Bobby Roode. I don't see any reason there should be a rule.
You wouldn't get any points and you'd lose.
No, in all seriousness, put me down for The Undertaker.
All right, it's wow, it looks like more people are going for The Undertaker so far.
Can we talk about that time you fucked up our SmackDown top 10 by picking Bobby Roode at number 1?
Skewed our whole system.
I get the odds of SmackDown top 10 look. Well, Bobby Roode's in the 5th place. Well, A-Train did some fucking shenanigans.
I missed it. It was fun while it lasted.
Ours went longer than their fucking SmackDowns.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Alright.
Who else needs to pick here?
Our master in the kitchen over there. Miss Bruce.
Brooks got Taker.
Taker. All right.
The Last Outlaw.
Wait.
Did HBK ever beat Taker? Remember,
He's beaten him. Not at WrestleMania. He's beaten him before and never at Mania, no.
But they're not. Taker. Yeah, but they're not at WrestleMania.
Yeah, Michaels isn't even in the ring yet.
Right, but if he's got a vendetta.
Oh. Fair enough. No, that's all right. Oh. All right.
Just a couple people aren't here. Worry about that later. Okay. Next, we'll go the tag match that, in my opinion, should be really easy to call. Lashley and Cena versus Elias and Kevin Owens.
This is easy to call?
Yeah, the more I think about it,
this is my toss-up of the night.
Lashley and Cena, hands down.
What? Yeah. Why do you figure that?
It's a glorified house.
Did you see the heat Elias and KO had?
Oh my god.
Like give me Elias and KO. Like, seriously. That was
alright.
By the way, fuck the Seattle Supersonics, by the way. I just wanna fucking...
It was corners like a rainbow. 3 points.
That was the best part of a really forgettable Raw.
That was the last time the Supersonics... That's like the most popular Supersonics have ever been. Their entire...
Interesting
side note. I didn't know there was Supersonics.
Oh, you know there was? The Supersonics?
No, nothing about it.
Okay.
I always thought Supersonics, but I think you got when you got all the emeralds in.
No. It was the
no, that is
the Oklahoma City Thunder was the Supersonics.
Yep.
Interesting note, they just played a game there. The Golden State. Right, yeah, you're watching the highlights. Right.
Mo's
the Lake people are on top of things.
Mo, you can tell Mo was there. You can tell me that you can tell that Mo, this is like when he thrives. Like, he's...
What about you, Mustache? Who you got?
I will take Cena and Lashley.
Cena and Lashley.
I feel...
What about it, A-Train? You gotta go Bobby Roode and Bobby Roode?
Mo.
Or Roode and Gable, is that who his new partner is?
Yeah.
I'm digging the Roode and Gable tag team as long as
it's terrible. Tag division's garbage.
Honestly, I want
as long as you're going with the whole tag division, I'm like, really?
Well, look who your champions are, for fuck's sake.
I have found out that I want Chad Gable to be like a Kurt Angle-esque heel, but a little goofier.
Sure, fucking Chad Gable's entertaining.
Chad Gable.
Motherfucker had a towel in NXT and made it work. Like, that's all I'm saying.
That's correct.
Alright,
A-Train's still thinking.
Sorry, A-Train got off the rails there for a second. Alright, so.
It's early in the morning. He can't. His brain's not working.
Hush you. Oh, hi, it's okay. Yeah, fucking give me Lashley and Cena.
Lashley and Cena. What about you there?
Do I vote from the heart or do I want to win the championship?
You want to win
the championship? I think this would be the time of the day you want to win the championship.
I think going for the belt's always the best choice.
Cena and Lashley.
Cena and Lashley.
But my heart's with KO. I just watched that cute episode of My Son's a WWE.
Oh, I watched that too.
Wasn't
that was great.
Adorable.
Where they interview KO's parents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
I got through half of it. I'll finish it one of these days.
Did I?
Well, that's what I could.
Maybe. Maybe on Facebook you did.
Yeah, I think I might have.
And yeah, I stumbled across that.
I've seen it. I'll have to check that out.
What? Did you say
it? Yeah, Mom.
No, I said Lashley and Cena.
That's
why
I checked.
I want it to be done right now. My points are fucked up. I want a recount. I definitely said Lashley and Cena.
See, that's why I checked before writing anything down.
Shame. Mo's got.
It's early in the morning.
Mo's got
okay.
Lashley, Cena.
That's going to be our Lashley, excuse for
Cena.
A lot of things. That's
really I think I'm also going Lashley, Cena.
All right, Lashley, Cena.
Although the idea of Lashley and Cena losing and then ending up feuding with each other seems like a hot play.
Yeah. No,
I'd book it.
If Cena comes back.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna be back full time or not. Probably not. He's shooting TV right now.
Promoting Bumblebee here pretty quick.
Oh,
is that Transformer movie that he's in?
Yeah.
Oh, look at him just trying to be The Rock. Oh, look at him do that thing.
Yeah, the same thing that he criticized The Rock for doing
lately. That's a good angle.
Everybody has a price.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna pay.
True.
$1 million man always gets his way.
Seven Mike people in this room. Lashley Cena versus Elias KO. Who you got?
Lashley Cena. Man, you're gonna pop.
Looking pretty easy to call
Elias
over here.
Yeah.
So far, the only person with Elias and KO is Trip.
That's me right here, man. Because what does WWE stand for? Walk! With Elias! That's why.
Except today.
That is the most we've sounded awake this morning.
Oh, it's because it's true. That's why.
You know what else might wake me up?
What's that?
If we,
Four Loko, everybody!
Oh, no. That puts you to sleep, trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a public service announcement. Don't drink Four Loko. That's poison.
That was a joke.
JKLOL. That's good poison, damn it.
Brooke Bruce, you're a treasure.
Is that kind of drink you want to drink when you know you want to go somewhere, but you have no destination in mind. It's going to get you there. You just don't know where.
Well, there's a reason Four Loko is both English and Spanish, because you just end up speaking two things at once. You don't know where the fuck you're at.
Would you all quit judging me? Is this an episode of the podcast or an intervention?
I mean, why can't we have both?
I can. Some background. Someone asked me if I was going to be drinking Four Loko at night or this morning. I said, why not both? And the gift. And you know, I am really impressed with Robert Air Force right now. If you want 8 minutes, Wednesday, hump day later, go see Robert Air Force. This is going to be the damnedest episode of this podcast.
So let's hear. Next one is you've got me and you've got Robert Air Force.
Are we still on the same thing?
Yeah, we're moving on to the next pick. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
I will take Daniel Bryan.
Mustache get the goat.
Yes.
Listen, I want The Miz to win this with all my heart, but he beat him the last two times, and the goat just lost to Shelton Benjamin, and I need to pick a face in one of these matches. God knows I'm not picking the tag champs.
So. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, last time you picked Dolph, he won the Intercontinental title, man.
I don't recall that.
I think you're responsible for it.
I'm pretty sure it was here in Grand Rapids.
Don't put that on me.
All right, what about you,
in your town.
What you got?
You know what, Trump? Sure, the plague is your man.
Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Daniel Bryan, for sure.
Winner becomes number one contender.
Is that the...
Yeah, it's number one contender match, yeah.
Yeah, number one contender match.
I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a stipulation. Yeah. I'm going to still go with Daniel Bryan.
I am going to say The Miz.
That a boy. That's the right pick right there.
I am not as confident about it as I was earlier, but I still think The Miz. But I still think. Imagine not The Miz there. I don't think if you guys are all picking D. Bryan, having The Miz is probably a strategic choice.
What about you, Showtime?
Well, I can't have all the heels.
You're not Showtime. That's Showtime. A train.
Do you want to try that again? Rewind playback?
Yeah.
Which one of us is supposed to be offended?
How about both? Why not both?
Why can't we have both? Who do you have for this match, A-Train?
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
back.
He's already. Yeah, he's already stepping back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Showtime's having technical difficulties while we try to reestablish a connection. You've got the rest
while
of us.
While we do that,
Devin and Mike in room number two. Daniel Bryan versus really The Miz, number one contenders. Sorry, man, what do you got?
Torn, dude. As bad as everything else.
Put your Daniel fist Bryan down.
I think Daniel Bryan for both.
Two Daniel Bryan picks. All right.
Yeah, Shield. I don't know why we did that.
I don't know either.
Guys, this is the first. That was the early we made a video podcast for. Like this, we always talk about stuff being behind the paywall and to pay me for it. This kind, this whole podcast is basically free behind the paywall.
Or like, it could have been just a perfect video. Bruiser coming out with that Four Loko and yeah, then going no, back
this,
in.
So this is the pilot for the behind the paywall thing that you're trying to yeah, pitch yeah, everybody. Yeah, so.
Do you know
the
how, infomercial you, one late at night?
Do you know what? Do you know how? I know. How, on Valentine's Day, you see a Pornhub away for free. This is our
Speaking
Valentine's
of
Day
Bruiser,
Pornhub.
What you got for Miz?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just rolling through this.
How do you know that that's a thing, though, Chad? I just want to ask.
You're on top of it.
We're saving that for behind the paywall.
I thought that was common knowledge. Like.
Who didn't know that?
Bunch of virgins.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. They're the ones that know that.
All right, speaking of the Shield versus the Dogs of War.
They have a name now?
I didn't know
they are calling them the Dogs of down. War. Shut the fuck up.
Dow Jones is going down.
That is their name, the Dogs of War.
Give me the Shield. I'm out of here.
A-Train's back to the stage. He's got to catch him up.
If a match starts at 1:30, let me know. But I should be
versus
back
the
like
Dogs
five.
Of War. I knew Dolph was a bitch.
Hang on.
I fucking knew
it. It's a tout clip.
Speaking of that, Trebuchet, who you got for this match?
I got the Shield.
Shield.
I got the Shield.
As much as Trisha hates Dolph, I don't mind Dolph or Drew. I like them both. That is a god fucking awful name. The Dogs of War. I hate that name.
I mean, I believe it started out when they were just calling the whole heel locker room onto the Shield, and then that name just transferred onto the three
Dogs
of them.
Dogs of War.
I mean, Hounds of Justice, Dogs of War. Like,
Ron said it during... He goes, you have your Hounds of Justice. I got my Dogs of War.
Got the Authors of Pain. What is it with the WWE and three fucking word things?
It's why we love Evolution so much. One word!
There's the name generating committee at WWE, and they're like, no, Jeff News, we can't do that. That's two words. We need three.
Like, look at it. D-Generation X. New World Order. We're doing three things. That's how you get over it. Nope, it counts. It counts.
Even New Day. Everyone calls him New Day, but the full name is The New Day. Still three.
All right, Brooke, who you got standing there in the doorway?
For what?
Head cheese.
Shields versus Dogs or Shields. Easy.
Yeah.
Believe in the Shield.
Well, like I said, A-Train's at the station, but you gotta catch him up. Who are the Dogs of War?
Braun Strowman and two forgettable people. I don't remember.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Never heard of them.
So here's the thing.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. You didn't know
about them? Of things I'm a hater. I feel like this is the one time you're the hater.
No, I'm a hater here. I guarantee
it's
it.
Because
yeah.
McIntyre
and
Braun
Strowman.
He's got his blankie.
You are in your pajamas with a blankie with A-Train Styles. This is adorable.
Dolph Ziggler and McIntyre are the tag champions.
Drew McIntyre. That's third one. I lost the third one for a second. Give me the Shield.
A-Train's going Shield.
Please stop.
WJ so defeated.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'll be wanting that later.
Moe's got the Shield.
I can't even spell it.
Showtime, who you got?
That's a good one. This is going up on the pod. We have taken the picture for this podcast episode a second ago. I always knew Trebuchet sucked.
Ouch.
So, this one's kind of a toss-up for me. I actually think I'm going to go Braun, Dolph, Drew.
The Dogs of War. Interesting.
Never heard of them.
Not a lot of people have. It's okay.
What's that spelled backwards? It's a bunch of wads.
You're stretching there. You're trying, but you're still stretching.
It's 4 in the morning. I don't know what y'all are expecting.
Shield versus Dogs of War. Who you got?
Shield.
Mike, you got Shield.
If they have the Dogs of War win this.
Well, hang on. I changed my mind. The Dogs of War is a great name if they develop a 3-person finisher called Crying Havoc. I'm there for it then.
Crying Havoc?
Cry Havoc and unleash the Dogs of War.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Don't look at me. I didn't fucking say it.
Jeff, like, back me up here. Trying to say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. All right. Let's do it. Let's move on to a more exciting tag team match. The New Day versus The Bar.
Because they don't just set the bar. They are the bar.
Sam really conflicted about this match.
I am too.
Yeah, give me New Day, actually.
All right, Tribute is going New Day. I think I have to agree. I think I got to go New Day, too.
I'm also taking the New Day.
I don't see them dropping the titles yet.
I'm
already taking some pretty decent risks in this. I feel like you got to pick the safe one here.
Like, I honestly don't think any titles are changing hands tonight.
I don't think so, either.
I'll just say it now. Give me the New Day.
You're saying tonight or
you
this morning?
You mean to tell me that the Cruiserweight Championship is not going to change hands here tonight? Fucking serious.
Wait, that's still a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like, that's still going on.
You mean Enzo didn't just take it with him?
Nope.
Dunzo Amore.
Yeah, I gotta go with New Day.
What? Because we're having pancakes today. That's why you gotta go with the New Day.
That's true.
You know what crazy would be?
Wow, it's so early. I didn't even put that together. Oh my gosh. I feel like an idiot.
Is it early? Is it early or is it late?
It's
behind
not,
the paywall. I just got a nasty glare from the bruiser.
It's not early until
well deserved.
It's
Brenner
time. I don't
but,
know.
You got Brenner?
Oh, dude. Anytime is Brenner.
All right, Showtime. Who you got?
New Day.
Who you got?
Adrian, you said who?
New Day.
Did you just get engaged? You're wearing that Krispy Kreme on your finger. Like, oh my god, look at my ring, guys.
Way too big.
She said yes.
Devin, Mike, New Day versus The Bar.
He went to Jared. See what I did there?
Did you see what I did there?
What was that?
Ugh.
Say The
Bar. The Bar. All right. What about you, Devin?
The Bar. He's shameless. Even if I don't like him, I gotta respect the Irish fan, you know?
Fair enough.
He's a lot of fans.
2 votes for The Bar. Hey, Bruiser, is it safe to say you're going New Day?
Yeah, I think I gotta.
She gotta.
She's making pancakes. Yeah,
gotta.
She's making pancakes.
That thing trips me out every time. It's a mashup of Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and the dog from Adventure Time singing Bacon Pancakes.
His name is Jake the Dog.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I'm really
passionate. I didn't.
We're dropping an Adventure Time.
I didn't start smoking until after college, so I didn't really care for Adventure Time.
Let's go to the first of the women's matches. The Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey versus the Riot Squad.
I'll take the Bellas and Ronda.
I visualize it better.
Trebuchet, you got a real bad look on your face, man.
This feud makes me so
mad.
Gentlemen,
our friend Trebuchet here, Joe Brochet, he has some thoughts on
I feel
this
the
match.
Same way. I don't like it.
I am so mad at this feud.
I know who's gonna win.
Give me the Ronda and the Bella Twins.
You hear
you're not happy about that.
I
think you'd rather pick Dolph.
I think I would rather pick Dolph.
I mean, do you hear a lot of I hear a lot of speculation though that the Riot Squad's going to win because Nikki's going to turn on Ronda and that's how they're going to get their match.
Listen, I want to pick Liv Morgan really bad. She has been cleared. She will be there tonight. She's got pink hair now.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all are paying attention or not. Live free or die hard. You know,
well, I'm glad she didn't die.
Sarah Logan.
She almost did. She wrestled Brie Bella, man. Jesus. She's getting back in there with the freaking.
I still haven't seen
lady.
That.
We'll say lady.
Holy backpedal, Batman. Did you hear that?
I don't
want Daniel Bryan coming in here goating everywhere.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Bella Twins and Ronda.
I did find Brie Bella's new theme song tonight.
What was that?
And I'm Brie falling.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Just your botch that.
So should I take that as who you're going for?
Yeah, my girl Sarah Logan is still alive. She'll never have to leave. Tough for the new girl.
Oh, now you're just trying to hurt my feelings.
Who you got there,
Adrian? One.
What's up?
Adrian, who you got?
Ronda
the Bella Twins.
Give me Ronda. I didn't even care for the other two. Just give me Ronda.
Don't watch it.
Jeez.
What is he watching?
What did her face do to Brie Bella? Like, I know she's prettier than she is, but like, you know what?
She's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
The thing in question, we'll just talk about it.
Right, Brie's doing yes kicks on Liv Morgan. She's catching her in the collarbone. One goes a little too high. She catches Liv in the face, right. Knocks Liv out. Liv swamps over, and she catches another one in the mush, and right, she's out cold.
Well, if she wasn't out the first time, she was definitely out the second time.
The thing that I thought was weird is they didn't take her to the match.
Bruiser, who you got for
the thing I thought Ronda was weird Rousey is they kept and the saying Bellas she was versus in the Riot Squad. She wasn't.
Yeah.
Riot Squad.
It was so quiet in here. It was the quietest it's been. Like,
everyone was waiting in anticipation.
But, no, it's the craziest thing. It kept saying over commentary that Liv's been taken to the back. And then
I could see her. I could see her. Right
in the camera face. Pans.
Kind of put her head down. Also, she's at her side. Kicked her right in the face.
Oh, hold on.
And then you can tell she's knocked out.
Yeah, the first kick knocks her out. And she kind of
leans
down.
She's grabbing her. Like, you can tell. She's like, oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
Well, she's trying to pick her up too, and she just ragdolled. Like,
yeah.
But the fact that she got back in the ring, they didn't end the match, and they didn't take her to the back. Even like they said, her commentary they did with her being very visible, they didn't. Like, I think that
this whole situation was completely
mishandled.
When she collapsed, she was still out.
Yeah, I felt really bad for my girl, and I wanted her to get better. And now
she is. She is cleared. It seems
she's
for today. Past concussion protocols. She's doing all right.
Fuck that! I'm taking the Riot Squad. Give me the Riot Squad. I refuse. If I don't win the belt, I don't care. I'm not picking them.
Trebuchet's hulking up.
I am. Right. Three people are better than three individuals. What you can do?
He's not even hulking up. This is a loyal, dedicated man.
He's standing by his
woman. What are you talking about?
It's like, standing I don't see any dedication here. What the hell?
We got over here.
All right, let's go to this match and get out of the way because I don't think anybody really cares. Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy.
Who's Buddy Murphy? Buddy Murphy was one after the tag team.
Yep. Blake and Murphy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got
his fiance.
Ooh. I've got Buddy Murphy.
No, Braun Strowman fiancé.
You seem very interested.
Murphy,
you got
it's actually.
Yeah,
they're
engaged.
They
I got Cedric Alexander, but have you guys been watching the Mae Young Classic? Because
I'm
wife made
way
an
behind.
Appearance or girlfriend or his baby mama. I don't know which of the three she is, but she's gorgeous.
I'm pretty sure
about it.
I'm pretty sure it's his wife.
Swole.
Yeah, yo, she's fucking cool.
Wow. I didn't know there's even a Cruiserweight title match on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
So, yeah, I got Buddy Murphy. I think he's going to get there.
Showtime's got Buddy Murphy.
Give me Murphy.
Cedric Alexander has been champ forever.
They always screw everybody over in their hometown, though.
That's real.
No,
that's real.
Oh, crap.
The screw job. Think of the screw job.
Give me Cedric Alexander. Do that. Give me Cedric Alexander because I'm picking the Iconics
Alexander.
Tonight.
That's show me. Say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to go with Alexander.
Moe's going Alexander.
I kind of want to go with Murphy, but I just...
All right, A-Train, who you got?
Alexander. I make up half his name.
I think I'll also have to go Cedric Alexander.
So we're looking for an upset tonight.
Who the Iconic
went
up against?
Naomi and Asuka.
All right, what about our two compatriots in the other room? Who you got for the Cruiserweight title match? Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy.
Cedric
Alexander, all right.
Should have a flashback when Michael McGillicuddy, Curtis Axel was Michael McGillicuddy, he was NXT,
oh my gosh.
And Kofi Kingston used to call his fans all his McGilla buddies.
You know, Trebuchet, you brought it up. That's the next match I want to talk about. Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics.
That brings up a great point. I did want to talk about something, Robert. For out of all the reunions we're getting, where is my Nexus reunion? Where is that?
Where are your Nexus Heath Slater. Or you're against us?
Husky Harris, bring him back. Let's make Bray Wyatt relevant again.
Oh, talk about a Nexus reunion next week. I actually have some strong feelings about that. I don't currently have access to.
And that is probably the most honest anyone has been thus far on the podcast.
All right, now that I got that out of my system, what were you talking about?
Naomi and Asuka versus the hometown girls.
Give me the Iconics. Give me the Iconics.
I'd like to talk about a core reunion.
Oh,
let's get Wade Barrett, Justin Gabriel, Heath Slater,
Ezekiel Jackson.
Yeah, Ezekiel Jackson.
Can we just have another
ECW champion?
That big side of beef.
Can we just have another Evolution reunion? Since we're talking about reunions,
we're getting that. We're getting Batista back. I'm happy about that.
Is he gonna stay?
I'm sorry,
back?
Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah.
He's done because of the whole James Gunn thing.
He'll be back.
He's not Drax anymore.
Have you never watched pro wrestling? He's gonna show up in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and you're gonna be like, "Oh my god, he's here." That's a whole other podcast. We're not talking about Marvel here.
Look at that. We got material for two more. Oh, yeah. We're not even done with this
all
one.
The money.
I'll take Naomi and Asuka.
Give me Evolution. Oh, wait a minute. That's a whole other thing.
That's a mystery.
I know. It was intended to be.
Full of change then. No one sees
it. He threw me out of the mode for a second.
Wow. You're wrecked.
Are you just like stuck right now?
Yeah. I'm still recovering from a concussion.
Oh shit.
Okay. And now I'm the glass.
You good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Alright. I don't know.
You had
Asuka
and Naomi. Oh, you had the Iconics now.
I had Asuka and Naomi.
You had Asuka and Naomi.
Damn it!
Here's the poll of the week is who's more punch drunk? Robert Air Force or Kurt Angle?
Fight to decide.
That was mean. We all know it's going to be The Undertaker after today.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
Those are some words.
Yeah, they are. Retire already. I'm not going to be nice, but I'm
Undertaker
sick of seeing
does need to retire.
He's looking old.
I'm sick of seeing it. He's tainting his legacy.
It's ridiculous. He should have stopped after his match with Shawn Michaels, honestly. That was like his last, like,
he could have
really
stopped at either
match.
Of those. Any of the Triple H matches. The Brock match.
Oh my god.
The Roman Reigns match. The Cena match. This match.
The next match.
Waiting for it.
I think The Undertaker should have quit when his hairline started doing that thing.
Oh my gosh.
He's got the Moa hairline. Oh, he's got a skullet at this point. He looks like Baron Corbin didn't shave his head because it looked bad. He didn't because he didn't want to copy The Undertaker.
No. Mm-hmm. One of these.
Everybody's just pointing out their widow's peaks right now.
I cut my hair recently, and I found out my hairline is about 3 inches back from where I left it. I'm really mad about.
Happy little age.
Now. Watch as the Undisputed... Listen on as the Undisputed Podcast goes through a midlife crisis.
I feel 80.
Where did my hair go? Why is it this color?
This is your preview behind the paywall.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's weird. I started a job recently.
We couldn't do the other one. It feels so weird.
Yeah.
All right, but seriously, Robert, we got like 5 minutes before it's 5 o'clock.
Hey, Tran, who you got?
So we need to speed this up.
Oh, my God.
Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics. Go.
One, two,
Asuka and Naomi.
He picked. I'm happy.
I wasn't the one holding this up.
I'm happy he picked.
How many more matches we got? Brooke, what do you pick?
Two matches.
Pick
Iconics.
Two compatriots in the other room.
Asuka.
Yep.
Both Asuka and Naomi. All right.
Way to think independently, Mike.
How has Austin been doing since the
first? Oh, shit!
Hold on. First off, I might change my pick based on this, but how has Austin been doing since her first loss?
She hasn't been around much.
What?
So we haven't really seen her win too much or lose too much.
Have to kill him.
Now she's
the Iconics have beaten her before.
We're not killing
him. But the last like 3 or 4 weeks, the Iconics have lost. Like since Asuka has joined Naomi to help, the Iconics have done nothing but lose.
Which could mean that this is the fucking give me the Iconics.
There's only a couple matches I really care about.
I still might flip flop back. I don't know.
It's a super showdown. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Right
you're
small, because I might flip.
I know. I've never been wrong.
If this is like it's just been a sleeper showdown.
All right. Well, I'm finishing this up. We're going to go over AJ Styles and Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship.
Joe, can I borrow your hands real quick?
Wow. AJ.
I've got AJ Styles.
Yes.
Yep. It's going
to. I'm glad that's all you did with my hands.
I think this could be this could be the match of the night.
Oh, it's gonna. No, I didn't have no doubt. This is gonna be a
I want this to be the match of the night, but we'll see.
And Daniel Bryan Miz will probably be pretty good too. Assuming he doesn't do another fucking diving headbutt. Daniel Bryan, please stop doing that move.
Shelton Benjamin rolled out of the way, and then Daniel hit him with the headbutt, and I was just
I like to think that Daniel Bryan was just being a good ass husband. He's like, man, people busting my wife's chops all week about messing up moves. What's one more concussion?
Hey, Trent, who you got?
Hold my vegan soy latte, everybody.
Give me a Samoa.
Hey, Trent's going Joe. Trebuchet.
AJ,
who you got?
Said he was going to bury him alive, and I believe him.
That's true.
No contest.
AJ.
No, give me AJ.
Double J.
AJ.
Trebuchet.
Oh my god. Three claps for saying that. Sounds so good together.
Did I throw my cup away? I must have.
Hey, Master of the Kitchen, Brooke Bruiser, who you got?
Brooke that's bruised.
Has AJ beaten any streaks with that championship yet?
Not yet.
I believe he's
getting
close.
So.
He's close.
He's getting close. And the video game that he's the cover star of hasn't come out yet.
Actually,
came out
yesterday.
That was a very valid point. Switch me to AJ.
you're going to convince AJ with video games every time.
Two compatriots in the other room.
AJ.
Double J, Trebuchet. How good does that sound?
It was in my head.
Oh, I love it. Got that going for
and
me.
And now the last match. I think this is a contender for match of the night. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Yeah,
Miller.
This is going to be match of the night.
Holy shit!
This is going to be match of the night.
Yes.
Give me Becky
all night long.
Yep.
Do me last. You literally just asked me to pick between my two favorite female fighters.
I've got Becky.
Super Showdown, we got a graphic. It's next.
Okay, look.
All right, I'm going to give you guys...
Becky. Oh, man. Can we...
Mo's
final
got
thoughts
Becky.
Are going to be
Showtime's
so fucking
got
quick.
Becky.
Hold on, can we talk about the new, like, intro that they're doing?
Not this time around. We'll talk about it next time around.
Mike,
I guess
Mike
you're
and Devin.
We're not even just saying, okay,
Becky
so I'm just saying it's
Charlotte.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Becky. Charlotte. Ooh, split in the room. Interesting.
What's the name of Kofi Kingston's finisher?
Trouble in Paradise.
That was...
I got there.
I watched the Joe move through Joe's ears. Move through his brain.
All right.
Get through the cloud of smoke.
Miss Brooke, what you got in there?
Becky!
Becky! I like it. All right, A-Train, you're it.
I don't know. They're my two favorite female fighters. They both tag team with Bobby Roode. I don't know. Fucking give me Charlotte. That's another one I'm probably going to flip on.
All right. That brings us to final thoughts, everybody. Showtime.
Come back to me.
Okay.
I'm going to get some first thoughts if I'm going to have any final thoughts.
Mo.
Oh. Final thoughts?
Go.
Yeah. I'm excited for this show. I'm sort of awake.
Cool. I'm sort
excited.
Of awake.
Let's go, man.
Cool. Mike, final thoughts?
I'm ready.
All right, cool.
I guess.
Devin?
I'm tired.
She's tired. Robert?
Yeah, I'm ready to see the Iconics and Becky win tonight.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Not WWE. Well, semi WWE.
A-Train? I was going to call on you. I was going
to. Yeah. So, A-Train. Quick poll. Over, under for how many podcasts it's going to take for the A-Train to make it back to the station?
Three.
At least five.
Wait, what's the line?
Just a random guess.
You... I'm going to teach you how to gamble.
Yeah, that's not the way that works. That's fine.
Sorry.
You'll be back in six podcasts.
Three, five, six.
Bruiser, five.
Bobby Roode sucks.
Breakfast will be
that's
ready in
4 minutes. Breakfast will be ready in 4 minutes.
I'll count that as a vote.
All right, showtime. We're back to you.
Life's grand.
Life's grand.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to Super Showdown. Melbourne, Australia. I'm going to get some breakfast here. Trebuchet out.